Why do most of our Muslims don't pray Salah? Because we have no fear for the day of Qiyamah. We don't have that faith that I'm going to go in the grave and I'm going to stand on the day of judgment and I'll be thrown into hell and this will happen and that will happen. We just don't care. We make sure we pay our tax on time because we're afraid of the US IRS government. We make sure we live in America and live by the constitution of the laws of America because we're afraid we're going to jail. So we don't break the laws on the road so the cops don't give us a ticket. We're afraid of the ticket. We're afraid of the American penalties that we will get. But we're not afraid of Allah, so we don't pray five times a day. We don't encourage our family to pray. We don't care. Fala saddaqa, we don't believe in the bottom of our heart. Yeah, we read the Quran, but you know how we live our lives? If the sheikh tells you the Quran says pray five times a day, give 2.5% of your zakat, go to Hajj if you have the health and the wealth. I'm not ready for that. If the doctor tells you take 40 tablets every day, you will take 41. So we read the Quran, but we obey the doctor. I don't have a problem with the doctor, you know. Listen, in Islam, you could be a doctor, you could be an engineer, you could be an accountant, you could be a politician, you could be what? Nothing is wrong. These are good community services, and it brings in some money also. Even though some people in the politics only for the money and the power, but that's a different thing. Nothing's wrong. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the greatest politician. So I don't want you to misunderstand what I spoke about in politics last week. The greatest political leader in the world was Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why today he has the greatest amount of followers in the world, even though he has passed away. Politicians only earn followers while they're alive because the followers know they could do something for them. They can't even do anything for themselves. You're the one who buy their votes. But nothing is wrong being a politician, a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer, a businessman, a wealth. Nothing is wrong. But at least be a good Muslim. Come on, we could believe in the policies in the country. We want to make sure, you want to be in America and be everything else, but we make sure we live by the laws of America so we don't go to jail. But why can't we live by the laws of Allah? Be everything else. Not everybody can be a sheikh. Not everyone can be an imam. Not everyone can be a hafiz of Quran. But everyone can be a good Muslim. Isn't that so, brother? Everyone can be a good Muslim. What is so wrong? But because we don't testify the truth and believe what Allah says, we hear, but we don't believe. And Allah referred this to the people who don't believe. Fala saddaqa wa la salla. And that, Allah uses that one pillar after belief, iman. And that's why they don't pray. And you have a lot of Muslims, I said, Muslim names, born in a Muslim home, but we don't pray because we have not believed. The consequences of not praying, the problems that will happen. And time does not permit to go into detailed tafsir. Let me just run through the first. Why do we let these radical imams brainwash some of us? Come here, we sit, we sleep in khutbahs, we don't get the message, that's why we miss
it. All I need you to be grateful, Allah
Akbar. Are you telling me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect the prestige of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Only living for business. That's all our dream.
Let me see who shall save you now.